How we long that you may be encouraged and find out more and more how strong are the bonds of Christian love. How we long for you to grow more certain in your knowledge and more sure in your grasp of God Himself. May your spiritual experience become richer as you see more and more fully God's great secret, Christ Himself. For it is in Him and in Him alone that men find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here now is David Johnston, teaching on your selected topic to help you in your walk with Christ.
You cannot base faith on experience. If you do, you may never have faith. Well, you know, I love to come here. I love to prepare for being here. And there are thousands of subjects we could teach on. I actually prepared a whole teaching yesterday on how to handle extreme criticism. I don't know when I will deliver that to you, but I will get it to you because it's important. But I felt this morning, and as I was thinking about tonight, that I want to spend a few moments on how we can teach ourselves to believe. So that's the subject tonight. Heavenly Father, we look to you now for your help and your blessing, for without it, we'd certainly be bankrupt. So bless this people now in Jesus' name. Amen. You'll take your teaching notes. I can tell already from the clock we will not get through it tonight, so we'll finish it next Wednesday night. Before we begin, I want to just make it clear that when we talk about teaching yourself to believe, we're not talking about merely achieving mental assent to truth or to the existence of God. The scripture's kind of a shocking verse. Thou believest that there is one God. You do well, but big deal. Even the devils believe that, and they believe sufficiently to make them tremble. So people who say, I believe in God and don't tremble, don't have as much faith as the devil. Hello. We're not talking about mere mental assent. We're talking about believing that brings about the intervention of God. This is the commandment. This is the commandment. The verse before this is talking about pleasing God and keeping His commandments. And then it says, this is the commandment. This is the commandment that we should believe. That's the commandment. That we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment also. But the commandment is to believe. That is the human side. That is the our part to every miracle. So if we have been commanded to believe, then it seems to me that we should do diligence to make sure that we're in a believing condition and that we teach ourselves to believe. So let's spend a few moments on why it is important to believe. And so make sure that you get these items in your notes. First of all, there's no salvation without believing. You can try everything you can to get to God. But after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom does not know God. Did not know God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, unfortunately, there are some theological notions that there are some people who are just believers and there are people who aren't believers and you can't do anything about it. But this would be indeed a great contradiction. for God to command us to believe in him, especially those who, according to their theology, couldn't, don't, and won't have the capacity to believe. It's an instruction to believe. It's how a person gets saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's by faith. It's by believing. You remember the story of the Philippian jailer. Paul and Silas were in jail, and the angels came and shook the place, opened the doors, and loosed their chains. And the Philippian jailer came in and said, "What must I do to be saved?" And the answer was, ready? Say it together. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thine household." Believing. Bring salvation. Let's look at another verse of this. This is a famous one. It's so famous that some of us have forgotten it. We better not. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Without believing, there is no salvation." If you go to Romans chapter 10, famous, important, landmark chapter of the Bible. And in fact, maybe my next verse, no, it's not. In Romans chapter 10, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. How shall they hear without a preacher?" You see, in order to believe, you must have substance, which is the object of your faith, the object of your believing. And that's what the gospel is. But it comes to those who believe. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned." Believing gets people saved. Now, I want you also to note here that the believing is so significant and so strong that it leads to an action. "He that believeth sufficiently to be baptized will be saved." So, there is no salvation without believing. And secondly, there is no righteousness without believing. "For even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ," now watch this, "this righteousness which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe." Now, when you believe sincerely in Jesus, there's not only going to be repentance, which is the dropping off of all that was wrong, but there is going to be imputed, put into you, the righteousness of Christ. And you only get that by faith. Now, this is indeed a wonderful thing, that when you believe sufficiently in the Lord, he imparts to you a righteous condition that you never had. He doesn't just give you from, salvation isn't delivered just from the bad stuff. It gives you the good stuff. It is the righteousness of Jesus put into all them that believe. But if there's no believing, there's no righteousness. I think you're starting to see the value of believing. Now, there's no freedom from condemnation without believing. There's no freedom from condemnation without believing. He that believeth on him, that is Jesus, is not condemned. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Believing on him takes away condemnation. Well, my goodness, if this was an old-fashioned church, we should be running the aisles about now. No condemnation anymore. Are you still living with it? I hope not. You see, because there is a condemner, there is an accuser. And that's why your believing becomes so important, because believing gets you past what the accuser says about you to what Jesus says about you. It's what God says about you that's true. It's what God says about you that you want to believe. And if you don't believe sufficiently in what God says about you, you'll walk in the condemnation that Satan wants you to have. He wants you bowed over, bent down. He wants you looking at the ground. But when you believe properly, sufficiently, and efficiently, condemnation doesn't exist for you anymore. But he that believeth not is condemned already because why? Why is he condemned? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. There is no salvation without believing. There is no righteousness without believing. And there is no freedom from condemnation without believing. Now, if you fit into any of these three categories to begin with tonight, then you know that the thing that you need to learn right now, you need to teach yourself to believe. There is no healing without believing. Why didn't God heal me? Why don't you believe him? We treat God as if he is reluctant and doesn't. I mean, we think that, you know, almost our prayers are like trying to twist God's arm to get him to do something he says he already wants to do. It ought not to be so, my friends. It ought to be simply a matter of believing. This is a story of the woman. Do you remember her? I love that we have a song about this, Christy. We need to pull it out. It's an old-fashioned song, but, you know, we get a lot of heat for doing those old-fashioned songs here. But we're probably going to keep doing them. Remember this? Remember the lady? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she pressed through the crowd. Because you see, believing leads to action, corresponding action. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be whole. And he knew that virtue had gone out of him when she touched him, and she turned around and he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. There's no healing without believing. I don't want to leave that yet. It's kind of interesting that, is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Remember that? Now, there's certain activities that when you call for the elder church are supposed to take place. I'm going to mention another one later. But the purpose of gathering the elders together and the interaction that is to occur between the sick and the elders is preparation for what's called the prayer of faith. You do these things, and then you pray the prayer of faith, anointing with oil, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if they have any sins, they shall be forgiven. Preparation for the believing part of that meeting must be done. Because without believing, you see, it's not enough just to have elders come together in unbelief. And so the construct of James chapter 5 is to explain to elders the process that they need to go through to get to the place so that when they do pray, they're praying with faith. No healing without believing. But every time Jesus was asked to heal by a believer, guess what happened? And boy, wouldn't it be, we ought to do that. We ought to go, you know what? We ought to have a 3 or 4 Wednesday nights on healing. It would certainly do my soul good. I need to hear the sermon myself. No healing without believing. There's no joy without believing. If you lack joy, it's because you're not believing good. Not believing enough. Not believing right. Not believing. This is talking about Jesus, whom having not seen, you love. And in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, yet because you believe, look it. You haven't even seen him, but now you believe. And because of that, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now that just didn't, I mean, the apostle didn't just dump on us a little three-letter word there and just say you got a little bit of joy. He said you rejoice and you do it with joy unspeakable. You have so much joy you can't talk about it. And it's full of glory. How do you get this? It comes because of your believing. If you believe in the wrong thing, you'll have sadness. If you believe the wrong thing, you'll have discouragement. But if you believe in Jesus appropriately, you will rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. But without believing, you don't get the joy. It takes believing. That's why you want to teach yourself to believe. There's no strength without believing. Now, when I was in college, studying for the ministry, they put out a yearbook, and my graduating year, this was the scripture that appeared in the paragraph written about yours truly. It was a favorite of mine. I had fainted. I'd have perished. I'd have given up. I'd have packed it in. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, the modernists would say seeing is believing. That's not what this says at all. You understand that believing enables you to see? Faith has sight better than sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Is it because we want to be blind? No, it's because we want to see better. I would run out of strength. I would have fainted unless I had believed. Believing creates strength. That's why the scripture, remember that? We sing that song. Let the weak say I am strong. How can that be possible? How can the weak be made strong? I tell you, the answer is by believing. If you doubt that, go to Hebrews chapter 11 and read the entire chapter, and you'll read about men who through faith subdued. You know what made the walls of Jericho come down? Faith. It wasn't that when they blasted the trumpets that they hit a frequency that made the stones crack. By faith they came down. By faith Abraham, by faith Isaac, by faith Jacob. Everyone go through that called the Hall of Faith, the Hall of Fame. Everything that occurs in the Bible, what made Samson strong? It was his faith. No strength without believing. And if you have to face an uncertain tomorrow, let me tell you something. Get your believer working. And you'll be up for the task no matter what the task is. There are no answers to prayer without believing. Believing is what makes prayer work. Reach heaven. Bring about change. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. You just watch this now. You just can't wipe this verse out, this word out of there, saying all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, you shall receive. Because the fundamental ingredient that makes prayer reach out and touch the hem of the garments of divine grace, the element that enables you to storm the gates of glory and touch the hem of his garment or touch heaven itself, is the believing part of prayer. Whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Let's look at another one. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Well, sure. Bring your desires to the Lord. Does he want to meet the desires of your heart? Absolutely he does. If they're a righteous one. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. It is the believing that makes prayer answerable. No answers to prayer without believing. No achievement in the kingdom of God without believing. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. What is it that needs to be done? What do you need to conquer? What do you need to achieve? It is believing that will enable you to achieve even things that seem impossible to men are possible with God if we believe. Look at this. For I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast. Into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. What makes it possible for you to say something and for it to happen? It is the believing. If you believe that the things you say will come to pass, they will happen. No achievement without believing. No signs following without believing. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Signs follow believing. Oh, I think it's time for this preacher. I think it's time for this people. I think it's time for us to start believing God. I want signs and wonders, but I look at this, oh my goodness, the only way we're going to get signs and wonders and see them is we start believing. Because they follow belief. People don't believe because there are signs and wonders. There are signs and wonders because we believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. Oh, look at these signs. In my name, they'll cast out devils. Ah, there's some devils need casting out. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They'll, look at this, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Here it is, healing again, that is subject to our believing. Isn't how loud I pray? Isn't how eloquent I pray? It isn't how many dynamics I put in my voice when I pray? It isn't how much preacherish I can make my prayer sound, or how much like Shakespeare? What makes prayer work is the believing part of it, my friends. And that's why we need to give ourselves and teach ourselves to believe. So that when we pray belief praying. And signs and wonders shall follow us. Oh Lord God, I stop a moment, just a moment right now to ask you forgiveness for not believing you like I should. For I long, O God, to see the devils flee and the sick recover. O God. God, would you make us a believing church? Because if we'll be a believing church and a believing people and a believing pastors, then the devils will come out and the sick shall be healed. O God. No signs following without believing. You may not believe it, so I thought I'd put this in to make sure you believe it. And Jesus went from town to town, and look at this. He did not many mighty works there because of their... Look at this. Look at this. This is Jesus. His results depended on the people believing. And if they wouldn't believe, they couldn't receive. There's no overcoming without believing. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believeth. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. It's how you overcome the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It's about believing, friends. I don't know of anything that God has for us that you can have without believing. So, our subject, teaching yourself to believe. Take a look at the clock. Is that the right time? All right. Maybe you'll believe me next time. Next Wednesday night, the next part of this, let me tell you what we're going to learn next. How do you know when you believe? How do you know when you believe? How do you know when you have sufficient belief for your belief to work? And then we're going to give some really basic instruction on what to do to teach yourself to believe. I don't know about you, but I'm really thirsty, not just for the Lord, but I want to see his wonders. I want the heathen to be dismayed and perplexed and overpowered and overcome by the power of God. I want the prophets of Baal to be ashamed. For greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father, for these moments we've had together. Now bless the people as we go our ways. Help us start getting started teaching ourselves to believe. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust this teaching has been a blessing to you. For further information on other teaching and series topics, please visit our website at nothingbutthetruth.us or call us toll-free at 1-888-THE-TRUTH. That's 1-888-438-7884.